Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105 TMR. We're glad you're here with us to start Tuesday, May 21st. Less than a week out from Memorial Day. Less than a week from Floyd's birthday.
Oh.
36, right?
36?
36?
Yes, yes, yes. I was like, oh no. Look at this face.
I'll get you a walker, boy.
I need one.
It's good to have you here with us this morning. Busy show, a little bit after 6 o'clock. I have a music mix for you, and I've made it tougher.
Oh.
I'm tired of you getting them so easily.
What? I can't help it.
And I think I'm also going to keep track of how many times I play it, so we can keep some statistics here.
Okay.
How many jobs have you had? Floyd found an article. The average person has, like, blank amount of jobs. And for me, you always say, yep, I did that. And I'm like, you just keep reeling off things you've done.
I'm a dabbler.
We'll get to that after 7 o'clock, Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, because it's Tuesday. Panel full of ladies. You know we have a Dunkin' Donuts in Sylvania now. I don't know if it opened at midnight or it opened at 6, but we have a Dunkin' Donuts in Sylvania. That brings the total area up to 4. Hit our Q105 Facebook page to let us know what else we need. I've already checked off a couple for you because I know they'll come up. It's like R-S-T-L-N-E. Of Wheel of Fortune. So a busy show today. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig around 850, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. And text us, Josh, Dina, Scott, Nikki.
They're already in.
Whoever else wants to be early, you can text us the Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. 544, good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only nearly 36-year-old Floyd.
Hi.
Quickly, because I want to jump into something else.
Yes.
The wall I lost last night.
I know. I had a reporter in the field telling me detail for detail.
Your boyfriend.
Yes. Who's sleeping right now?
You have to go to Tulsa.
They better win. I've invested too much time in this team in the last 7 days.
And I think we...
Come on!
I think 5 Hockey Bros shirts have been sold.
That's good.
And if we expect to sell any more, it would be helpful if they went on to the next round.
Hockey Bros! We need a theme song. Yeah, I know. They were tied up for the longest time.
Yep.
Because I was watching a movie, and Stefan was like, do you want company? I go, yeah, I can't wait till your game's over, blah, blah, blah. He was like, well, we're still tied. There's 7 minutes left. I'm like, sports jargon. That's another hour. You come over when you come over.
Did he come over?
Yeah.
Mm. Little midweek romance? Or early week romance?
No. I even put this on my Twitter. We've become that couple now. We watched a movie. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And he was like, oh, I'll just stay up and watch the movie. And I said, okay. And then I'm walking to the bedroom right here. And I go, really?
What movie?
X-Men, Apocalypse.
Okay.
It was one of my faves. Leading up to June 7th.
You do get to a certain point in your life and in relationships where it's like, hey, you want to come over and go to sleep?
Yeah, that's what it was yesterday. But like, when I said that, I go, I'm going to go to bed. And he was like, oh, I'm just going to finish the movie. I said, cool, whatever. I'm fine with that. I got to be up early. And as I'm walking to my bedroom, I hear snoring in the distance.
Is he a snorer?
Not bad. No. More like a... That's it. Just a little reminder that he's still alive. Nothing too bad.
Okay.
Not like a chainsaw next to you. And I'm not a snorer either. Even though my body looks like that, I'm a snorer.
Right.
I'm only a snorer like when I'm sick. But like I'm more of a whimperer. Like,
yeah. That nose looks like it could cause Richter scale damage.
Okay, let me tell you.
Mine too.
Not with these nostrils. I'm taking in all the air.
There's an oxygen shortage. What's wrong? Floyd's snoring. I talk in my sleep.
Sorry, babe. So does Stefan. The first time we ever hung out, like, there was nothing sexual. We were getting to know each other, passed out at his bed. And so, yeah, I went to this. I'm paraphrasing. Went to the store and picked up this. Okay, that's very random. Yeah, you know. And then the conversation changed, and I was like, okay. Wait a minute. You're not making sense. And I like flicked my light on my phone. I was like, oh, you're a sleep talker. Good to know. But he ceased from doing it lately. Maybe it was a nervous tick when you're in your sleep. He's not done it much, but he does do a light. I'm like, oh, okay, you're good. And then he's like, doesn't do it for like 2 hours. Like every 2 hours he checks in. I'm just like, okay, he's still alive. So it's not bad at all.
I think
everyone does some type of snoring, but like sure. Not to the extreme.
Right.
And he's not to the extreme at all.
5:48, good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. So I went to go pick up Diddy yesterday from the vet.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get a teeth cleaning, and he had a bump on his right front knee.
Okay.
And so they just took it off when he was out for getting his teeth cleaned. And so my anxiety is ratcheted up because they had to send it out to be tested because mm-hmm. It wasn't what they were hoping it would be. So now I sit and wait for 3 to 5 days until they find out what it is. Mm. And it could be just a cyst that they took off. And then the girl said, and this is what shook me. The girl said, it's low enough on his leg that they could amputate. And I was like,
oh, no, no, no.
I'm sorry if it was something cancerous.
Oh.
So now I sit and wait. And that part really, really shook me.
Well, that's gonna stick with you.
Yeah. And I had some other stuff going on in my head that I don't want to talk about or need to talk about at the moment. So I was already in like a contemplative state. So then I hear amputation. I'd be lying if I didn't say the $500 bill for it, you know, didn't hit me a little bit, but obviously I want him to be better. Right. I want him to be okay. So she says amputation. And then I had to carry him to the car because he's got some anxiety.
Right.
In some way. Not like.
I read your update. He didn't want to put pressure on it.
Yeah, he didn't. He had some anxiety in the past before, and I think mm-hmm. Andre too. Animals are like human beings. You know, you wake up and you're like, "What the hell's wrong with my arm?
Right.
Why am I bandaged up?" So I carried him. I carried him to the car, and then he was limping around on it at home. He didn't want to put the pressure on it. Sorry, my brother's texting me. I'm giving him updates on this. He was limping around on it. I think he was out of it from the anesthesia.
Uh-huh.
So being out of it, he had like. No, when you wipe the sleep out of your eyes,
uh-huh.
He had eye boogers.
Thank you for the reminder.
And like, he said something about he might have peed himself a little bit, so they had to give him a tiny little bath. I don't know, but
right.
So from him being doused in anesthesia, limping around on his leg, which they gave me painkillers for, and he's at home. He didn't want to eat. He ate some treats. I made him like he likes laying on this blanket that I have, so I put the blanket on the floor mm-hmm. and Andre laid on it. And then we were getting, so I felt awful because I'm thinking, I don't know if I could handle a three-legged dog.
Right.
And I kept reminding myself what I tell everybody else. Us human beings don't give ourselves enough credit for the mental fortitude we have. We, mm-hmm. we fear the worst and then it arrives and you're like, wasn't that bad?
Right.
But I don't know if I could deal with a disabled dog. I hope it doesn't come to that.
I know it's her job to tell you, but like, my head, my brain, or brain's like, oh, I know she shouldn't have said it yet, but like I know it's
not her fault.
It's her job to say it, but I know your brain is weighing heavy on that.
I almost think
you just keep going back to that word.
What?
Because I'm not one of those people. Like when they tell me a word, I'm just like, oh, like when they said amputation, you're like, you don't even think you just keep thinking of the word, not even like. He could survive or like other ways to go around. I just, when someone tells me bad news, I just hone in on a word and I'm a wreck for until they figure it out.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
I think I would rather him be dead than three-legged.
Oh,
now,
no.
At some point, if I were to, whatever it could, if that happens,
mm-hmm.
I would probably be able to live with it at a certain point and I would look back and regret saying, I wish you would have died instead of having three legs, but hopefully that won't be the case. But just him watching him limp around, be under the anesthesia, trying to come out of it. I carried him. We were going to leave him downstairs last night.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, can't do it. You know,
he has to sleep with the pack.
I couldn't. So I carried him upstairs.
Uh-huh.
I put him in the bed And he slept fine. He's an okay sleeper anyway. And then we woke up this morning, and he got down off the bed by himself, which is good because my bed is very high.
Okay.
So that's a good sign. And I thought it was, you know, he's recovering from having the thing taken off. And like anybody, you know, when you hurt yourself, you're a little hesitant. Mm-hmm. Then you take that first leap, and you're like, oh, I'm okay.
And also, I don't know if it's the same in dogs, but anesthesia takes at least 24 to 40 hours to wear off.
Can, yeah. But this is the first time. So I've dealt with grandmothers dying, my mom dying, even though I was away from home. I was here when she got diagnosed with lung cancer in 2015. Mm-hmm. I teared up a little bit then, but people who listened to the show back then knew that I took it very logically and objectively. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom smoked for tens of decades. Mm-hmm. Never took care of herself. So this was, to me, an inevitable, sad conclusion. I was very disconnected from it, and it pissed my brother off. This is something new for me, because I've been around death before with loved ones, but this dog saved my life at times. Mm-hmm. When I was in the throes of a terrible year in 2012, my dad's like, you miss your dog. I left my dog at home.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Dad, that's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. And like any child, mm-hmm. a week later, I was like, Dad, I adopted a dog.
What
a great idea. He's like, I told you that last week. I'm like, it was my idea.
It was my idea, right. You didn't say anything.
Right. Why didn't you tell me this sooner? But I can't imagine, and I've said it before somewhat jokingly, like, if anything ever happens to my dogs, I'll be a wreck. And I was a little bit of that yesterday, and I hope this fraught is for nothing, and they're like, he's totally fine. It was assist.
Well, look at it this way. He saved your life, and now you're potentially saving his. Roles are reversed. I know. It comes with being a parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You do what you can, and you got to do it. And don't, I know me saying, don't think of the A word. Don't think of amputation. But you're saving his life. You're helping him. Like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And I know everyone says that, but just got to breathe through it, because I think I take the same stance as you on stuff. It's life, but also the greater picture is you're helping him out, because he doesn't really have a voice, and you noticed something and you helped him and they got it removed.
But it may have been nothing. And if it was something,
it very well could be nothing. You know what I mean?
I hope it is. So.
So I'm just kind of mad. She was just like, well, just so you know, it's low. But I know that's your job, to keep you informed.
And I think when she said that, she was trying to put me at ease. Like, it's not
the end of the world, or the end
of,
you know.
It's at the end of his legs.
So yeah.
He can take lots of tripod dogs or animals. Yeah, but just like envisioning that. And then last night, again, he was under the anesthesia coming out of it. And Andre was bouncing all over the place and bounced into Diddy. And I'm like, how could he do, like, how would I live like this? How could Andre keep up with a three-legged dog keep up with the little one? So I don't know. But again, we get through harder things that our mind tells us that we can't when the actual moment arrives.
Right. Trust me. I know.
Other than that, I have nothing else to talk about at this very point in time.
No, I think you did good. You needed to I don't even necessarily vent, but just do it. You just got to talk about it. You got to. These are your kids.
It's what we do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your life. Like, what is we always talk about how our show is so authentic. What's authenticity without you talking about what you're going through?
Of course.
Because you're going through, there's someone else who's like maybe firing up their Keurig and is just like, oh, Eric, I know what you're going through. I don't have anyone to talk to. But them listening to you, they're like, oh, I'm not alone. Sandra from Sylvania or Perrysburg or Old West End may have also be taking their dog in today because they found a lump or something somewhere. So you're giving hope, and it's life. That was deep. I felt like Oprah right there. Y'all don't get cars, though.
You know what?
We're not giving away cars.
Oh, no.
I was like, because I want one first if we give away cars.
No. What were you doing when Stefan was at the hockey game last night, just hanging out at home?
Okay, so first off, I got 2 minutes to wrap this up. Okay, listen. So he was with me all this weekend.
Cry.
I had an odor in my house. He never told me because I was nose blind to it. But like, my house got I got a little slacking with my housekeeping duties because I was traveling and working. And then when I come home, I'm just like, I'll get that.
Sure.
I'll get that. And then after all the get thats are literally just a pile of one day, like, you need to get this or something's growing in your house. So I slacked. So then I was like, I was cleaning my house because it was a mess. It was Deja was on one side of the room. Floyd was on the other. Oh, look, there's a pizza box. Like, you know what I mean? It looked like a college dorm. And I was like, you was a grown ass man.
And it smelled?
I didn't know it. I knew there was an odor because I left my garbage just sitting there.
Yuck.
Yeah, right. But it wasn't like overflowing garbage. I think I threw something in there.
It was, what's that? Not, ooh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was just like, what is that smell? But right. Like, garbage goes out Wednesday. We can power through it. Apparently, it was a lot worse than I thought it was because Stefan was like, I smelled it on Saturday, but I didn't want to say anything. I was like, why didn't you say anything? I was like, because I knew something smelled, but like those commercials, I was nose blind. I was like, well, it's not as bad as I think it is, because once I leave and come back in, I'm like, that does stink. But Wednesday's only like 4 days away. We can manage it. But yesterday I had to take that garbage out because I was like, it. You know how there's an odor, like it's not overpowering, but you're like, my house should not smell like that. You know what I mean? Like you're more of a stench. That's a good word. Stench.
I know exactly what you're talking about because there's times where I will forget to run the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, it's what is that? Not ew.
Yeah.
And then I run the garbage disposal and we're all good.
Yeah. So I was just cleaning the house and then for some reason I was like, let me get out all my X-Men DVDs. Or like, because I go through this thing in my head where I'm like, let me get all the collections of DVDs I have, like X-Men, Harry Potter, Smallville, like all the stuff I have. I'm like, oh, let me see if I can see my collection. And I found all my X-Men DVDs, including the animated series. I was like, ooh, let's watch these. So I was cleaning, and then I started watching a movie. Then next thing I know, it was 12:30, and I was like, okay, I need to go to bed. Because I'm obsessed with
12:30.
I'm obsessed with the Dark Phoenix. Because I started with X-Men Apocalypse, which is my favorite, and that's when they touch on the origin of Jean Grey. Nerd alert. So, like, I was like, let me stop before I get there, because there's a part where it's just her for, like, the last 45 minutes. Then I looked at the screen, and there she was with her hair blowing, and her eyes were red, and I was like, damn it. We got to stick it out now. Even though I know how it ended, but I was just like,
She kind of went Dark Phoenix on fans who wrote the petition,
mm-hmm.
And I have a thought, but we'll do that in entertainment, because I'm surprised that there are that many people pissed over the Game of Thrones finale. I love that a lot of it.
They're heated.
I know. We'll do that in entertainment. Also, Kim and Kanye's kid has a name, song, but in another language. We will play five songs, very short clips of them. The Eric's Manic Music Mix is on the way. It's 6:13 and it is light out.
That's weird.
It's cold, but it's light out. It's about 45 right now. Tomorrow and the day after, it will be back into the 80s. This has been the worst spring ever.
This has been the most Dark Phoenix spring ever. They put it that way. That's my way of saying.
What does that mean? Like,
can't control your emotions.
Yeah.
You're hot, you're cold. You're a Katy Perry song.
I'll give you that. And, and this, like, there is always balance in the universe and in life. And this is what we get for, having a very pretty tepid, mild winter where we never got pummeled by snow. And I know
that wasn't too bad.
No. And I know, like, when we were rolling through winter, by the way, it's Q105 in the morning reboot. Hi. When we were rolling through the wintertime, there were a lot of school delays and closings in the outlying areas, but I don't remember a day where the city was shut down for days at a time. And since we have a manageable, by my standards, winter, we now have this where the weather is uncontrollable. Well, actually, the weather's always uncontrollable. So.
Right. Like wet rain?
The other night at Toledo Soup, we had one of the presenters was called Let's Get Growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a program in TPS where kids grow gardens or have gardens. And the woman who oversees the program said, the kids never get to see what they plant come to fruition because it happens over the summertime. And I actually, when the way she worded it, I thought she said she was going to help find a way to control the weather so when spring arrives, we actually have spring weather. But no.
I like her idea. I wish it could happen.
I have five songs here.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I have five songs here. I'm sure because you were very good at identifying songs, I'm sure you'll get a couple pretty quickly. But will you get all five in the correct order?
No.
Let's see how many times I play this. I'm going to start keeping stats on this. And we'll roll off the analytics. The first one for Eric's Manic Music Mix. Good morning. Let's welcome in our... Sorry.
Last one's you!
Sorry. Yeah. So we'll call that one. Do you have any of them?
I think number one, Ellie Goulding. What are you waiting for? Love Me Like You Do?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one.
I know three is Taylor Swift and Brandon Urie, the new one.
That's the fourth one.
Is that, yeah, I wrote three. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
By the way, you're free to help Floyd out here. 419-240-1055.
Is it just me? Me? Yeah. That's the name of the song. Okay.
Spelling is fun.
Hey, kids. Spelling is fun. And oh, you got... the third one I had, but I started singing me. It was...
We'll go number two.
All that, happier. I want That's you to third be happier.
One. That's the third one. So you identified.
I think I know two, but I got to keep mellowing myself out on
what
it.
What do you think two is?
No, see, they were blended. I don't know five. At all. That one, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with that one.
So, with two plays, you identify three songs. That's really good. I mean, the better you get at these, the harder I will make them. And
you got me on two and three.
It's
Let's go for that third one. Let's do it.
Once more?
Yeah. What?
That's three. Three plays.
Five is Dua Lipa.
Is it?
It's not one kiss.
It is.
Ow!
Wow. Three plays, four. And I thought you'd get the second one pretty easily.
That one's tripping me up.
All right. Well,
that one's tripping me up. Okay.
6:18 with the morning reboot. A quick update on the negotiations to end this nurses' strike. And one school, I guess, is following other schools by not naming a valedictorian. I have an old person thought on this.
I think I may have this with you, too.
Okay, that's on the way next. And the Walleye lost last night. So Game 7 is Wednesday night, tomorrow at 8:05 in Tulsa. More to come.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
See this thing on TV? On
TV. What happened in front of St. John's?
Yeah,
I heard it this morning.
It's all cleared up now. I saw it when I left this morning. When I pull up, when I pull up to that light at Bernathan Airport, I look left, I look right, look left again, and when I looked right down by St. John's, it was just an array
of chaotic
flashing lights. I was talking to Melissa Andrews. She said there's been a handful of hit and runs lately, and I wonder if we have a serial hit-and-run artist out there.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh. People got too much time on their hands.
What's going on with the strike? Well, UAW workers and Mercy met yesterday. They went back to the bargaining table to attempt to resolve this two-week labor dispute that took place at an undisclosed location with the assistance of a federal mediator, according to a spokesperson from both sides. It began around 1 o'clock, we don't know how long it lasted or even what they talked about. They also agreed to meet today and tomorrow if additional days are needed and progress is made to resolve the strike. So they're at least speaking again.
Yeah, I did. One of my friends is a nurse, and she said that gave them a little bit of more hope because they were just in like such a, where are we at? You know, because they don't know either. You know what I mean? They're not in the room meeting them. They just know what they're told. And finally, someone finally said they're talking. And she's like, that's all I wanted to hear.
They're on Cherry Street.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo scored two quick goals in the second period to tie things up at 2-2, but they ended up losing last night at the Huntington Center. With the 4-2 loss, the Walleye now head to Tulsa tomorrow night, where the Oilers will host Game 7 of the ECHL Western Conference Finals Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, 8:05, I'm all but certain it will be on BCSN, and I'm also all but certain there will be another watch party at Hensville. Go Walleye. If maybe it goes without saying, maybe not. It's win or go home.
Right.
And if it's go home, the season is over. Now, if it's win, they will come home for more home games during the Kelly Cup Finals, which we're hoping will happen.
And I'm ripe and ready, so win.
Harbor Behavioral Health is reporting a breach of client records. According to a letter sent to clients, the company says an unauthorized person got access to an employee's email account. It happened between February 6th and 11th of this year. An exact number of clients affected has not been revealed. The letter details some of the information that may have been accessed. Name, date of birth, Harbor assigned client identification number, health insurance info, and information related to services that they received at Harbor. So it doesn't seem like credit card numbers or social security numbers. The breach was discovered in March. The name of the person accused has not been released, and a call center has been established to help Harbor clients who are affected. 866-751-5070. When Penta returns to school in August, the school's main entrance on Buck Road is going to look different. Another roundabout. This current semester ends today, and on Wednesday, construction of two modern roundabouts, one on Buck at the entrance, the other nearby at Buck and Lime City Roads, is scheduled to start. Between then and mid-August, Buck will be eastbound only between Bates and Lime City, while Lime City will be southbound only through July between Buck and Mandel Roads. The roundabout at Penn's main entrance on Buck is scheduled for full operation by August 17th, in time for the school's fall semester. The roundabout at Lime City won't be finished until mid-September. Eventually, there will be no more lights and no more turns. We will be roundabouts, and we will be creating our own our own multiverse by everyone just going in circles.
I'm going to see which city has the most roundabouts, because I'm sure we're creeping up on them right now.
Cities of our size, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm sure, like, Detroit or Grand Rapids or Columbus has
more. I've not ran into one roundabout in Columbus. Okay. I'm not saying they don't exist.
One school district, Port Clinton High, is no longer awarding a class valedictorian. Principal Gary Steyer said they've seen this trend begin to spread in other school districts as the old way seems to undermine the education process by creating a competition among top-tier students. Huh? Three or four or five, maybe a year, really vying for one spot. And it became kind of this competition between them almost, and it wasn't healthy for them. Nick Perry, who transferred to Port Clinton last year, said at his old school, the desire to graduate with top honors became so cutthroat at times that students would refuse to help their fellow classmates. I felt that I'd not received some assistance from other students because they wanted to see me be lower than them, and I was higher than them at that point. I think we all know the pressure to get into a good university and any kind of scholarships. And not to sound old, this is ridiculous.
This is stupid. I'll say it. I said what I said. This is...
There's no better place to learn about cordial competition than school.
Also, this is not a competition. Either you do really good or you... just do really well. You know what I mean? This is what participation trophies. This is why a lot of kids think they can do whatever they want because they have participation trophies. Whoever's head of the class is head of the class. Let them give their speech. Who's going to give the speech then?
I don't know.
Right.
When the principal says it seemed to undermine the education process by creating a competition among... Well, that's on the teachers as well. Set the expectations.
But like you said, isn't that all a part about being a teenager and learning in life? Because here's the thing. You're going to go out into the real world. Getting a job is getting a competition. They're not just going to interview you. They're going to interview you and maybe 20 other candidates. And they're going, you know what? And then they're going to narrow that 20 down to their top four. And they're going to narrow that top four down to their top two. And they're going to narrow that top two down to, guess what? An employee.
There's no better place to learn than in school with good educators.
That was very dramatic. I like
and
it.
And if the kids get too cutthroat and too competitive, will you rein them in? I understand that they want to achieve certain honors to get into certain universities, but come on.
But that's how the world works. The world is cutthroat. Like I said earlier, they're not just going to interview you for a job.
To wrap up, Corey Mee, who was the head baseball coach at UT, is stepping down. He's been there since 2004. In his 16 years there, he compiled a record of 366, 513, and 1. Director of Athletics Mike O'Brien said that the assistant coach, Nick McIntyre, will serve as interim coach until a new head coach is hired. I might be able to do it. I know baseball pretty well. And lastly, for the fifth year in a row, the Golden State Warriors will play in the NBA Finals. They are seeking their third consecutive title. They beat the Portland Trailblazers last night in overtime in Portland, 119-117. No word yet on whether or not Kevin Durant will be healthy enough to play in the finals.
Oh, take that, LeBron!
Yeah.
That backfired in his face, didn't it?
Been a quiet couple of... weeks in LeBronville.
Sports!
6:38 with the morning reboot on Q105. And Sophie Turner, your Dark Phoenix woman, has some thoughts about some Game of Thrones fans. Not me. And Kanye and Kim's newest has a name. We'll get to that before 7. Facebook page. And now the podcast is running. We're looking for places you would like to have here. And we'll get to this more so after 8:30 or so, because we now have another Dunkin' Donuts in the area in Sylvania. And that's like two in a year, because the one in Perrysburg, I think at the old Charlie's location, opened up last fall or so. So we're adding that. What else can we have? Hit our Q105 Facebook page. We'll read the answers later on. Do some more calls and comments then. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. The final season of Game of Thrones has a lot of people ticked off. Not me. Sophie Turner, who played Sansa Stark for all 8 seasons of the show, told the New York Times in a post-finale interview Monday she wasn't surprised by the backlash. People always have an idea in their heads of how they want a show to finish, and so when it doesn't go to their liking, they start to speak up and rebel about it. The actress went on to criticize a viral fan petition demanding a do-over of season 8, which now has 1.3 million signatures, described Thrones creators D.B. Weiss and David Benioff as woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material. She called the petition disrespectful. All these petitions and things like that, I think it's disrespectful to the crew and the writers and the filmmakers who have worked tirelessly over 10 years and for 11 months shooting last season, like 50-something night shoots. So many people work so, so hard on it, and for people to just rubbish it because it's not what they want to see is disrespectful. There are always going to be people who dislike things, although I do have a larger question. Have in this current culture of what we enjoy and what we watch, our TV shows, when we get so ingrained in them and we're looking on Reddit threads and we're looking for Easter eggs and foreshadowing clues, and we invest so much into them, we're naturally sad when they end.
Yes.
That sadness kind of leads us toward an anger when we see something that we slightly dislike. And because those negative feelings are already there, is it impossible to have a show end well?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, there's many shows that have concluded and people are just like, oh, thank you for that. You felt like this was one of them for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
but I'm not like the normal person.
But you're a fan. There's your common ground right there. You're a fan of the show. You were invested all, even though you thought this was very, maybe not you, but like, you felt this season could have been greater than what it was, but you took it for what you were given, and you enjoyed the final, the Game of Thrones end credit. You know what I mean? Like, it's over. The end of the era. So like, you took it for what, I call this the I could have done it better era. Like, you know, this is the I could have done it better generation. Really? How could you have done it better? And then they're just like, well, I wouldn't have done this. I didn't ask you that. I said, how could you have done it better?
Well, that's my point.
You know what I mean?
So, like, because we have that, that's the culture we live in, nothing's going to end well for you.
Nothing. And it goes back to that what I said the other day. These people who are mad are always mad about something. They could win $1 million and be like, well, I could have won $2 million. You know what I mean? Like, they're just always, I'm not a Game of Thrones fan. I can't speak on it. But from what I trust your judgment, you are like the the only one who liked it.
I know.
But like you educated me on some stuff on the show, and Stefan has, but I don't think he's watched the final episode yet. But like, you guys are fans. You're in it to win it. So whether it's good or bad, you took it as the form of they ended an era. They did. They ended it. Because this show could have been canceled a long time ago without an open ending. You know what I mean? Without an ending.
No, it wasn't because it was so successful.
But I'm just saying, like, there are certain shows that have been successful. They're kind of just like, nope.
Just something to think about moving forward. When shows that we really like end, try to block out the sadness of the fact that it's ending so you can have an objective view of how it ends.
And then most times they tell you 2 years beforehand, like, this is season 6, just so you know. Season 8's our last one.
I love, like, post-game of shows I'm invested in. You know, reading Twitter threads, or there's a live Twitter show that I watched yesterday recapping Game of Thrones, and I love reading the articles and all that stuff. And I stayed the hell away from it because everybody's so angry. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them peeing in my happy Game of Thrones Cheerios.
So is it like live they react to tweets to people?
No, it's just like post game for a basketball game or an NFL game.
But so they can see like comments and stuff. Do they?
People comment, but it's really them just analyzing what happened.
Oh, okay, so it's mainly focused on them instead of like the general audience's opinion.
Right.
Stuff. Okay.
But yeah, even people who I enjoy reading their work didn't like it, and I'm like, I can't read you. Like, I'm totally fine with it, and we didn't see this the same way.
Right.
I think this is good news. It's a good story. We've got a name on Friday. Kim and Kanye revealed the name of their fourth child, Psalm West. It's a silent P. Kim announced the name on Instagram a week after their son was born via a surrogate. In addition to the name, she posted an image of the newborn in his crib alongside a text message she got from Kanye. We are blessed beyond measure. We have everything we need. At the time of birth, he weighed 6 pounds, 9 ounces. Kim said, he's the most calm and chill of all my babies so far, and everyone loves him so much. Psalm means song in Hebrew, and there's also a book of Psalms in the Bible. One source told E! News that Psalm was chosen by Kanye in his representation of their spirituality. They explained it was very important to him, and Kim wanted the name to have a significance that held a true representation of their family, so she agreed on the name. He also makes what for a living? Songs!
Right.
Do you not like this?
My mom and I, we talked about this at brunch.
Did we miss this on Friday, or did they do it later on in the day Friday?
It was an alleged name.
Gotcha.
So, like, and then my mom brought it up when she came to the Equality Tutor brunch Thursday, and I go, there's no way they named that baby that. My mom's like, no, it's been on the internet. I'm like, and I was that child. I was like, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. And then they confirmed it. I believe they confirmed it either yesterday or Sunday. So maybe my mom did have breaking news and I just dismissed her. Because I was like, there's no way you named your child that.
I like it.
I'm not mad of it, but just, they're an eccentric group. I mean, I would have been more angry if they named the child William.
Or Cheeto.
Right. I don't know. Just
get ready for this kid to get to be called Psalm by a lot of people.
I said Psalm.
Did you?
I did. My mom's like, no, it's Psalm like the Bible.
Yeah,
like,
we. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow we should do a people mess up your name topic.
Oh, for sure.
Sesame Street is tackling the tough issue of homelessness. The popular children's show has introduced a new Muppet, Carly. That's K-A-R-L-I, a yellow-haired friend of Elmo's who introduces viewers to her for-now parents, Dahlia and Clem. The addition of Carly is part of an initiative from the Sesame Street in Communities program, which provides free resources for community providers and caregivers on various topics, including difficult issues such as homelessness and traumatic experiences. Carly will be featured in new videos, interactive activities for families, and storybooks available for free online. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Children's Bureau, there are more than 440,000 children and youth in foster care. And I think whether it was intentional or not, or just coincidence, I think in some indirect ways, that links back to the hot topic of all the heartbeat bills that are arising in states.
I grew up on Sesame Street. I was a Sesame Street person. I like that they're still keeping up with the times because there are, that's real life. I remember in elementary school, so far long ago, I had a friend that he always went to another building and not a home.
Right.
And I never understood that. But as I got older and found verbiage for stuff and get educated myself, and like my mom telling me, I said, oh, his family lived in a shelter. You know what I mean? And I just never understood. I was like, why did so-and-so always go to that building connected to the church and doesn't, you know what I mean? Because it was part of the bus stop. And
yep.
We never questioned it. We were always cordial, never disrespectful. But I'm happy they're talking about this because it's something that I wish I would have known, because I'm sure they felt lonely and left out and awkward.
Sure. I mean, I liked, like you said, they're explaining things mm-hmm. That kids can bring up with their parents or parents can explain to their kids.
Yeah.
701 with the morning reboot. It seems like Floyd to me has had about 30 or 60 jobs.
No!
It's a lot less. But you have had a lot of jobs too. Count them and we'll take your calls and comments next.
Q105.
He's still counting.
No, I'm not.
313. 314.
320.
713. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. You know, we spoke to the Toledo's number one bachelor last week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we could replay it, but it's on our podcast, and you can get that by texting Eric to 419-240-1055. That's your Mike's Pizza and More text line. We update that podcast every single day after we wrap up that day's show or episode, like you'll hear today's show mm-hmm. later on today. So if you can only listen for this segment or so or till 7:30, get the entire show around 10 o'clock today. We're always talking about things that we're going to talk about on the show. And Floyd said, hey, I found this thing I want to talk about. It said the average person has like 14 or 16 jobs. I said, mm-hmm. put it on the show sheet because you...
I want to defend myself.
You always hit me. You surprise me with like, yeah, one day I worked as like, I fixed phones. I worked at Sephora. You just keep throwing out these random jobs that you've had.
Yeah.
And to me, it feels like you've had at least 34,000 jobs.
No, only 10.
What are they?
So I'm not naming all of them. So I worked at Sephora.
Okay. One.
Okay. So I'm going to my order. Myers Ponderosa. Myers Ponderosa. Video Connection. Sephora. The cell phone kiosk, which I was only there for a week, which I don't really think counts.
It does. Did they take your tax info?
Whatever. It was like a week and I worked for like 2 days. And then the school I'm at now, and then some other stuff that's ran. So 10. So the article, don't give me those look of judgment. Oh, let me bring it up. So
yeah, I had a food truck before they were cool.
So, and then this is like payroll jobs, like not like going door to door, mowing lawns or shoveling snow or like
okay.
doing stuff around the house street. Like legit, you went to the interview, they hired you.
Well, let me give out the phone number real quick. 419-240-1055. How many jobs have you had?
Sir, I'm going to just take a piece of it. It says, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average worker will currently hold 10 different jobs before the age of 40 when starting work at 16. This number is projected to grow. Blah, 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 blah. But now with kids starting earlier to work, like around 14 and a half or to 15, it is projected that they will hold up to 14 to 16 jobs in their lifetime.
Before 40?
They didn't elaborate with that. So, like, my age group. So, like, for me, I started working at 15 and a half, 16. I would have 10 jobs by 40. And I am very well in that average frame.
419-240-1055. Can you count your jobs? You can analyze mine here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like did newspapers for those that don't know what that uh-huh. is. That's like the blade, but yeah. in paper form.
Okay.
Not on your phone. So I had two of those. Do those count?
Yes. Yes, they count.
I worked at the skating rink. I worked at the Palace skating rink, and I had a variety of jobs there. One job?
One, two, three. Skating rink is one.
I worked at Rita's Water Ice.
Four.
Hey, hold on 1 second.
We're going to get your tally up, too.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary. How many jobs have you had?
I have had five.
Five?
And I am in the job that I want to stay at.
Floyd's sad. What do you do right now?
I am an office administrator.
Okay. What was your first job?
I worked at Michael's Arts and Crafts Store.
I love that store.
Buy one, get one half off, where there's always a sale.
I'm telling you, those old people, man, whoo, they know what they want, and they don't, oh, yeah.
You enjoy what you do?
I absolutely enjoy what I do, yes.
So do you enjoy what you do, or do you really enjoy where you work?
Oh, that's a good question. Both.
Okay.
So, do you believe that these other, because I'm with you as a multi-job offender, do you believe that these jobs set you up for success with what you're doing now?
I think that you learn from everything. I think you find the people in your lives that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've met so many people through those jobs, and I've found out what I liked and what I didn't like and what I didn't want in a job. So it kind of set me up that way.
Yeah.
One job wouldn't pay me.
That's what
it would hold our checks.
That's what your fast food gig is for. Thanks, Mary. Have a good morning. 419-240-1055.
I got a text.
Yeah.
From this lovely lady named Donna. She's my mother. She said, "Don't hate me, but you need to make it 11. I totally worked at Kmart, too. Totally forgot I worked at Kmart.
See, you have had this plethora of jobs.
I totally forgot I worked at Kmart. But, Mom, do you remember how I quit Kmart?
How did you quit?
Because I came home one day, and the lady, like, yelled at me because I was a teenager. And she's like, "Flip, she's just telling you how to do your job." I said, "I don't like the way she spoke to me." So, like, I wrote out a letter saying I quit Martha. Her name was Maria.
What a D.
I know, but I was also, like, 17 and stupid, so.
So we're counting my newspaper jobs?
Yes, we're counting them.
Two of those.
Okay,
The skating rink?
Yep, and then you said the ice, Rita Ice.
Rita's Water Ice.
Yeah, so that's four.
Okay, now I need your help here. I have worked at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 like radio jobs, 9 places.
Yeah.
Is that one job or
no,
nine?
No. That's nine different, were they different? Paychecks, because I think that's the article was elaborating on. Because like you said, when I was like, "That doesn't count," I was there for a week. And you're like, "Nope, you did that W-2. You filled out all that information."
Oh yeah, like it was. They were all different. I mean, one time I transferred within the company.
I don't think that'll count.
I mean, I transferred states. I think that should be if.
Oh, that counts. That's another job.
Right. So it's either all one. I worked in radio, or they're all. So there's nine. Do you want to like throw in my DJ stuff, which was
and the door opens. There's so much more.
Time out. But that was very, very tightly connected to what I do for a living. But most of that was paid under the table.
Still got paid.
All right.
I added drag queen on my list too. That's a job.
So I think if I did my math right here, it's 15.
So you're in the average. You're with me.
Okay, but. Like, mine are all in the same realm of stuff. Yours are not.
No, yeah.
Kmart, Sephora.
Ponderosa.
Fixing phones. Like, all of mine. Like, 70% of mine are connected to entertainment.
They have made me the... I've always wanted to work in media. It just took me a while to get there. I am the redemption story of the world. Scott has had 10 jobs. Scott, I believe you're around our age. So maybe this article is correct.
I think it is because I think when you go, how many jobs have you had? If you ask someone how many jobs have you had, they think their mind works like as they're an adult, like when they got into their career. And
that's what I did.
You don't count like your first fast food job or sitting at a kiosk because you're a teenager.
But yeah, keep in mind, I'm not going to get my, I'm not trying to put my foot in my mouth, but I'm looking at my 13-year-old nephew. I feel like our work ethic as we were younger was like, my mom was like, you need to get a job now. You got to get a job. I feel like I've seen I know some high schoolers are like, their parents are like, after high school, you can get a job. But my mom was like, nope, you gotta get those foundations to success for the rest of your life.
My dad did it in a tricky way.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, mom drove me to an open interview.
He said, you can drive, but you have to pay for your car insurance.
Oh, so yeah,
and your allowance isn't going to pay that.
Right.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deb.
Hi, Deb. How many jobs have you had?
I have had 3.
That's it? Your whole life?
That's it.
How old are you? I'm getting all in your business right now.
I am 34.
Nice.
What jobs have they been?
Well, I've always had the same job, and that's at a major retailer, not Walmart.
Okay. And
while doing that, I dog sat for my grandpa.
That's not really.
I filled in at my mom's work, helping them switch over their what's it called? Their taking their paper plans and putting them in electronic.
Gotcha. Sounds like a side hustle. So you've really not like you've worked one place your whole life, really.
Yes, since I've been 16.
Wow. That's really good. I hope to God you're like close to very high management at this point.
Well, not high management, but I'm in charge of a department.
Good enough, nice. Good enough. Deb, thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate it. You can send some texts our way. Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055.
Nate just texted us. He's had 12 jobs. I just replied to him. I was like, welcome to our work, Colt. Like, I don't know why the article stuck out to me. Now looking at the article, it's like two paragraphs, but like it really did hit me because like you've always said you've had so many jobs. I'm like, no, I haven't. But like sitting back and thinking, I started working. We'll say 16 because 16. First job was at Myers. I was a bagger. Then I was like, oh, I want to work at Ponderosa too because all my friends work there. I was like, I was a job hopper. To about like 20. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to stick with this. And I was like, no, I want to do this too. I want to do, that's my problem. And I talked about this with Stefan before.
Wait, we've got to wrap up.
No, I'm just like, I just want to do everything. And I'm not mad about my past choices of working.
You shouldn't be. Oh, you said kids are working younger now?
No, I feel like they're working later as we would get a job earlier.
Gotcha. Okay. 7:24 with the morning reboot on Q105. Trevor Noah tickets. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday is on the way next.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
We want tacos! Taco Tuesday!
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
I forgot to tell you the theme for today.
I thought we were just doing general, but then I was
you ever go to trivia and it's general?
Well, there's always a general category.
Today, inspired by what happened on Sunday night, American Idol ending another season. I'm going to do American Idol trivia.
Leah from Perrysburg. She's on hold.
Leah's there?
Keep in mind, I'm your lifeline girl.
Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Good morning. And are you a big or any kind of American Idol fan?
I watched it back when it was the original American Idol.
Okay.
I have not watched any of the new seasons, admittedly.
I don't think I have any. Nope, there's no new season, which I think is two questions on here. The number is 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. If Leah fails to get all five of these correctly, you can follow up and try to win these Trevor Noah tickets. Are you ready, Leah?
As ready as I'm going to be.
She's the most internationally successful Idol contestant. How many albums has Kelly Clarkson sold? 23 million, ooh. 9 million, 98 million. 23, 9, or 98 million?
I'm going to say 23.
Okay. Remember, if you think Leah's missing out here, you can call and follow up. Out of 24 million votes, this winner scored just 134,000 more votes than runner-up Clay Aiken in season 2. Who was it?
Ruben Studdard.
No, I'm with her. I'm in it to win it with her. Dog. My Granny Jackson.
Philip Phillips won what season of American Idol? 5, 10, or 11?
I'm saying 5. That was a while ago.
Which singer won season 8 of American Idol? Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, David Cook.
Did I hear a rumor that I get a lifeline?
Yes, Floyd will help you answer one.
Floyd, I'm going to need you on this one.
Oh, you said season 10?
Season 8. Who won? Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, David Cook. These are some OG.
Oh, David Cook. Because I remember,
Oh, he's got good confidence there. I'm going
I hope
with
so.
It.
Mariah Carey was a one-season judge on Idol. Who did she famously feud with? Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj?
I think it was Nicki.
Leah.
She got one wrong, didn't she?
You got two wrong,
oh.
And one of them was the one that Floyd tried to help
I'm
you
sorry,
with.
I'm sorry, but you...
Wow.
She said, no, don't hate me. But she totally got, it was the Philip Phillips question wrong, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote the right answer down.
Thanks, Leah. We appreciate it.
Leah, I'm so sorry.
You want to answer these, 419-240-1055.
Okay, so I got all of them right except one.
The one that you answered?
Mm-hmm.
Philip Phillips won season... Well, I'm sorry. He won in 2012. No. Yeah, 2012.
He was 10.
He wasn't 10 years old.
No, he was season 10.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Idol debuted in 2001. In 2002.
If you'd like to call and answer those five questions correctly, which Leah did not, thanks to Floyd and herself, 419-240. You know what? Hang on a second. Hang on. We'll carry
over.
Oh, my
God, my mom.
Does she know?
No, she's added another job to my list.
What, I told you.
We can't talk about it.
You've had so many jobs, you've forgotten them. Does this job require you to not wear clothes? Wait, your mom's telling you about it. Yeah. You wouldn't tell her?
I didn't understand. Lord Voldemort, those we don't speak of. I'm going to write the name down and you don't see anything.
About. Yeah. Yeah,
I totally forgot I was there for 2 years.
Really? There was tax info included in that?
Oh, bare minimum.
741. Sun, the city with a
sun all set. Me and my friend are eating like tacos. Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
We want tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
I'll ask the questions. I'm sorry, my brain is not working correctly today because I'm worried about the dog, so...
That's fair. It's fine.
It is what it is.
I'm gassy.
We need a... Yeah, but that shouldn't affect your...
yes, it is.
Your skills
talk,
on the
though.
Air. Yeah, Philip Phillips won what season of America?
I got you. Got you. Sorry, can I take over? Philip Phillips won what season of American Idol?
Thank you. Oh, my God.
My voice was so soothing there.
Eastside.
Eastside.
Which singer won season 8 of Idol?
And you know, after you said that I was wrong, my mom corrected me as soon as I was like, nope, it's the other person.
The options were Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, and David Cook.
Mm-hmm. My mom was like, because my mom loves one of the singers.
David Cook did win.
Mm-hmm.
Not season 8.
Nope.
We haven't had a real solid talked about carpool karaoke in a while.
I know. I saw it. I just saw it when you shared it.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, is it good? No. And you know how I feel about her. She's a French Canadian Beyonce.
I didn't think it was great.
Oh, man.
But here we go.
Bright lights, and you're gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. So, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Oh, hang on a minute. I don't... Oh, where am I now? Oh, I know who to call. I know who knows their way around these parts.
I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back.
Yes, everybody
say it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. Wherever you are, I believe that the heart
does.
Oh, they got
it. I love her. Ask my mom. I have. I was probably the gayest sixth grader ever. I love her.
They got out of the car for that one.
Did they?
It's not the best, but it's great to see her, and it's in Vegas.
And she has an infectious personality, too. I love her.
That's on our Q105 Facebook page. This is interesting and would be quite a reach. Mm. So every now and then we get Johnny Depp and Amber Heard news as they try to dissolve what was going on.
That's still going on?
Yeah. Depp has submitted a lengthy declaration of support for his defamation lawsuit against his ex-wife. In the documents, according to E! News, Depp alleges Heard painted on bruises and that she caused him serious bodily injury. He further claims that her actions took place while she was under the influence of a mix of prescription amphetamines and non-prescription drugs with alcohol. He alleges the incidences of abuse took place on multiple occasions with a variety of weapons, including soda cans and paint thinner cans. Moreover, he alleges the abuse was not just physical. He cites one incident in which Amber Heard or one of her friends allegedly defecated in his bed as some sort of a prank. The alleged event was apparently the final straw for the 55-year-old actor as a result of years of domestic abuse I had suffered at the hands of Ms. Heard. I resolved to divorce Ms. Heard, he explains. His allegations contradict Heard's previous court filing, which requested the dismissal of the lawsuit based on her claims against him.
You know when people say they're in toxic relationships and you're kind of just like, oh, okay.
That's it.
That, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, like, I'm not going to make light of toxic relationships, but like, when you're like, I love you, but I am in a toxic relationship. You go to that Johnny Depp calendar or diagram, you're like, do I check that? Check that? This is a mess. I feel like this has been going on since the first Avengers came out. Like, I feel like this is a 10-year mess.
It's been about 3 years.
It's a hot mess.
And
he's talking more than she is, right? Because I feel like every time it's a story brought up, he's saying something to defend himself. Or maybe we're just...
It's through her lawyers, it seems like. And then he's like, well, hold on. They crapped in my bed. I don't know.
That's so bizarre. That's...
You know what I resolved to do after we hit like the zenith of Me Too and the hashtags of Believe Her or whatever that was?
Mm-hmm.
I just stopped having opinions and trying to figure out who is right because nobody knows.
Do you think it's one of those situations that, think of the Johnny Depp situation, how everyone has that one family member and they do something wrong. You're like, that's just Johnny. Like, at this point, that's what we're just so numb and like, okay.
I don't know. Like, he's
what else can you do to top pooping in a bed?
Well, remember, he says she or one of her friends did it. He's a very eccentric actor. That is quite a wild claim. I'd like to divorce my wife because she was emotionally abusive. What did she do, sir? One of her friends crapped in my bed. Last thing. There was a bit of a spoiler in this story. I took it out. John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum made $57 million at the box office this weekend, and they have announced a fourth. Apparently, the third ends on another cliffhanger. It is scheduled for May 21st of 2021. The news was first announced via text message to fans who had opted into updates about Parabellum with a note, you have served. You will be of service. John Wick Chapter 4 is coming May 21st, 2021. The picks larger than anticipated bow out performed the opening weekends of the first two installments. The first one made $14 million. First weekend, the second made 30, and again this was 57.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna be like the Bourne series. I feel like,
yeah, where they just keep going, you lose track of them. I mean,
and then we're gonna get a John Wick teenage origin story, Baby Wick.
There's a there's very little plot in these movies, and not that I was expecting anything else. Last time for this.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Oh, my tacos! Taco Tuesday!
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
I want to move this along.
Yeah.
So, I don't care if you look them up at this point. Just get them right, okay?
I know the answers.
She's the most internationally successful Idol contestant. How many albums has Kelly Clarkson sold? 23 million, 9 million, 98 million. Of 24 million votes, this winner scored just 134,000 more votes than runner-up Clay Aiken in season 2. Who was it? Philip Phillips, which is a terrible name. I'm sorry, buddy, but your parents...
He'll be in Toledo soon.
Philip Phillips, really?
He's in the Mudhaydens. He's doing the Mudhaydens.
But the name. That'd be like naming you like Andrew Anderson. Andy Anderson. Harris.
In school, at Specs, we had an Anders Anderson. It was so odd. I was like, why? Yep.
That'd be like naming me
Sorry if you're listening, but
Chase.
Yeah.
Chase. What season of Idol did he win? 5, 10, or 11? Which singer won season 8 of Idol? Chris Allen. Boy, where's he gone? Adam Lambert, David Cook. Mariah Carey was a one-season judge on Idol. Who did she famously feud with? Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj. If you get all five of those correctly, and Floyd's in the mood, he will give you tickets to go see Trevor Noah. 419-240-1055. And we have you for a panel full of ladies next.
Q105 Studio sponsor.
Today, my apologies. If you'd like to join Carrie Ann and Sarah here with the Morning Reboot on Q105, you can call right now. We have room for one more lady, 419-240-1055. But first, I will let you know that Floyd has identified four of these five songs, and he only needed me to play it three times. This will be the fourth. He's gotten four songs.
Wait, what song did I miss? Oh, my Lord.
The second one.
Oh, I totally skipped over it. I don't know why I was thinking about the fourth song.
Floyd got the first, Love Me Like You Do. The third, Happier. Four, Me. And the last one, One Kiss. I'll play it once again.
I know it. It's going to come to me. Get this for you.
I actually think that you're not going to get it now, because having not heard it for like a couple of hours, and we played it at 6 o'clock, I don't think you're going to get it.
Claudia's on line three.
Good name. I like that name. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, did you take your free trip yet from the airport?
I am taking it in September when it starts to get cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart. I don't know if it's gonna get warm. So, Carrie Ann is 26, dating and one kid. Let's get Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
29, single. You got three kids.
Yes.
That is a handful. Good for you.
Thanks.
And last up is Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hello.
Is that with a C or a Z? I'm
a
kidding.
C.
I'm sorry. I'm very weird today. How old are you, Claudia?
36.
Got any kids?
Two.
Single or married?
I am married.
Married. Okay. All right. Carrie Ann, first one. You can apply this to yourself or maybe one you've doled out to your kid. What is the worst punishment you've ever received or given?
Oh, God. I shoplifted one time when I was 16, and instead of the judge punishing me, my stepdad punished me. And made me wear a sign out for a Walmart that said I'm a shoplifter for a week.
Never done it again.
That's incredible. I love it.
Yep. No.
Sarah, what about you? Worst punishment you've received or given, in this case, to your kids?
I feel like it dulls in comparison to Carrie Ann.
It will.
When I was 15, my mom took my door off my hinges, and I had to live like a savage without a door.
Yes, like a savage. What were you caught doing that door had to come off?
She just doesn't know how to deal with mental health, and I was going through a mental health crisis.
Okay.
So she thought I was on drugs. So.
Aww.
I can only I'm envisioning like a Hollywood version of, are you on drugs?
Are you on drugs?
Actually, you nailed it. It was just like that. It was just as dramatic.
Wow. Claudia, what about you? Worst punishment you've received or given?
I was grounded for months and months from everything when I was in high school. Just because some friends of mine got caught smoking pot.
So you were like collateral damage in that? If they were smoking it, you were smoking it?
Right, and I really hadn't been at that time.
Parents back
then. But after I was in trouble for that, I ended up just saying, hey, what the heck, why not?
Exactly. I'm doing the time. I might as well do the crime.
Yep.
Carrie Ann, what's the largest sum of money you've ever been given?
My tax return.
That's fine. I thought that might be a pretty common answer.
Fair.
What? How much was it? Can I ask?
It was like $5,000. It was right after I had my son.
That's pretty good. If there's one reason to have a child, it's the write-offs. Sarah, what about you? Largest amount of money you've ever been given?
The same as Carrie Ann. I mean, it's the only reason to have kids, right? I mean, that you get them to get you stuff when you don't feel like getting up.
Do you get more for each one?
No, it kind of sucks. It's not the same amount.
Right.
I guess like my biggest one was like $8,000.
Okay. All right. Claudia, what about you? Biggest sum of money you've ever received?
Same. I think $8,000 or $9,000 one year.
For a tax return?
Yeah. Jeebus.
I figured that would be a pretty common answer. Obviously, it was. I was also thinking that maybe somebody that had like a dead relative.
I have not had anybody die yet with that kind of money.
My mom was hoarding Social Security.
Was she?
She was getting it. She might not have known she was getting it. So there was like 15 grand to split up when she passed away.
My mom always makes a joke. She's always like, just so you know, when I'm gone, you and your sister can fight over this car. That's all she has. I was like, all right.
I'm glad everybody has kids. Carrie Ann, what can I ask you what your kid's name is?
Cameron Williams.
What is it?
Cameron Williams.
Why did you name him that?
I was going to name him Damon or Damien, but everybody told me it was the Omen's child.
The Omen's child.
I was working at a nursing home, and I had everybody all the old people put ideas of names into a jar, and when I had him, I was pulling everything out, and I was like, oh, well, Cameron sounds like a good name.
Okay. Not as thought intensive as I would have expected, but okay. Sarah, how'd you come up with the names for your kids?
Well, this is definitely a big identifier for me because it just tells people who I am right away. So my oldest is Justine. I have loved Justin Timberlake since I was 9. So 20-year love romance. Her name is Justine. Middle is Melanie Victoria. She's after the Spice Girl. And the newest love of my life is Silas, which is Justin Timberlake's son's name.
What a child of pop culture you are.
I love it.
Joey, Chris, I love the 90s. Lance. Wow, that's awesome.
JC, you forgot the JC.
I know. Claudia, why did you name your children what you did?
I named my son after Johnny Cash.
Okay.
And my daughter is a combination of two family names.
What's her name?
I don't really want to say it.
Are you embarrassed or you just don't want people hacking her email account?
That's
okay. You don't have
to. Because you ask personal questions sometimes and I don't want to.
If we have anybody that's smart enough to hack into your life based off some of those very basic questions, I would like to employ that person.
No, not hacking. I just don't want to embarrass my daughter.
Aw. Sarah, isn't that why we have kids?
Absolutely.
you ladies were great. Carrie Ann, Sarah, and Claudia, thank you. Have a good rest of your week, everybody.
You too.
Bye.
Tax write-offs and embarrassing them.
Melanie Victoria. I love that name.
She's your new favorite listener?
Yeah, I love, you know, when she said Melanie, I said, oh, that's a Spice Girl name. And then she said Victoria, I said, oh, that's a double Spice Girl name.
As soon as she said Justine and people would know me, I was like, insane.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. So, like, that's funny you had that on the ladies, the panel full of ladies, because I was talking about kids' names last night with my friend Alexa. And we were talking about if
really,
we
ever- is that, you call your Alexa your friend now?
Alexia, sorry, I forgot the I. But no, we were talking about names, and I was like, if I ever had a daughter, I would name her so-and-so. And she was like, oh, you're that fan. I was like, yes, I'm that fan.
What would the name be?
Phoenix Jean Anderson.
I like that.
I know!
I like that a lot.
Listen to that, Ma. That will be your granddaughter's name. Yeah. If you ever get one.
Yeah, not happening.
I could adopt.
You could.
Name her.
Or you could find, like, a woman. I know. Sorry, I'm like out of sorts today. Out of sorts, and anything I say today is not to be taken seriously. I am sorry if I offend anyone.
No, you are doing excellent. What does Jimmy Fallon say? Ow.
It's already on our Q105 Facebook page. We have another Dunkin' Donuts. What else do we need? Answer there. The Reddit meme page has cheered me up, and nothing beats a good... What is that Spider-Man meme called? For those listening, which is you, everyone but Floyd, who's staring at me, not the double Spider-Man. There's one where there's a guy dressed up as Spider-Man, and he's educating you things.
I didn't know there was a name for it, but I've seen them.
Oh, they all have names.
Yeah.
I don't know. The new Dunkin' Donuts, has opened up in Sylvania. I would not have known about this except for Michelle Backus from WTOL, one of their fine intrepid journalist mentioned something about it a couple of weeks ago on her Twitter, and I saw it. And I am all for more Dunkin' Donuts here in our area. It's wild to me that just like an hour up the road, maybe even like up in Monroe or like downriver, there is a damn Dunkin' Donuts on every block in the Detroit area. And Dunkin' Donuts is like a Northeast operation. We do have a lot of Starbucks. Sometimes I'm in a mood where Starbucks is like a little too dark for me.
Okay.
But I can always drink Dunkin' Donuts.
I've never had Dunkin' Donuts
it's coffee. It's very good. It's very, and I think they just call it Dunkin' now.
Because they're edgy.
Right. Like KFC was just, well, Kentucky Fried Chicken was KFC.
Yeah, you're right.
So we had the one on Central.
Mm-hmm.
We got one in Perrysburg. And now there's one in Sylvania. And if you want to count, I've never been to it, but I guess there's one just off of campus in BG. So there's four total Dunkin' Donuts. So we're growing like a real American city. Oh.
Like a real American city.
I even complained once because the one Dunkin' Donuts that we had was open like 6 to 6, which made my heart ache because Dunkin' Donuts is all about that 24-hour operation. I said,
Stefan lives down the street from a Dunkin' Donuts.
In?
Sandusky.
There's one there?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Literally like 3 blocks away from his place.
I don't count that as the area.
No, I'm just saying like, to see that we're bustling with Dunkin's.
Well, that is farther east than Toledo, so good to know if I ever get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
What other places, we could whip this topic out. It's easy. Like when we have nothing else to talk about or nothing like really pressing, like it's fun to dive into this or if it's timely, like this Dunkin' arriving in Sylvania. We could do this every 3 months or quarterly if we wanted to. 419-240-1055. You can call or text our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Lots of comments on Facebook, and I'm sure I've heard them all before. Let me see. Are there any new? Well, what? You have to
tell
me.
A lot of people want stuff that was here and that has seemingly Thanosed into the universe, is the best way to put it. A lot of people would like, I'm against this one, but I'll talk about it. Del Taco. Did you ever have Del Taco?
No, didn't we have one where the new Tony Paco's is?
Yes, I'm saying like a lot of people want stuff that was here because we had a CC's Pizza too, and a lot of people said that too.
I will take CC's. There's nothing better than poor quality pizza at immeasurable amounts for $5.
But yeah, so yeah, a lot of people want a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you, Sarah. I said a Jack in the Box. Because when I grew up in Arizona, they were like one on every corner.
And some people have said they like that more than In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. And I believe we have one in Ohio. It's right before you hit Dayton.
Okay.
IKEA. There's a lot of IKEAs on here.
That's not happening.
You don't think so?
Take the 40-minute ride to Canton.
Whatever. Cheesecake Factory. That's one.
Overrated.
That people would love. I've never had it.
And you will wait forever.
Are you serious?
It's good, but you know,
is it worth the wait, or is it one of those things like after I get them, like this is good, I'll come back in like 6 months.
I've only been a couple of times.
Okay.
And
where is the closest one? I think there's one in Ann Arbor.
And there's one in Novi.
Okay.
So 12 Oaks Mall.
Okay.
To me, it's like a nice, it's like the next level up past Applebee's.
Okay. So Applebee's fancy cousin named Patty.
Yes, I probably offended somebody with that, but okay.
We got a lot of Raising Cane's. Yeah. I'm all for that.
That's all.
Sauce alone.
Jordan Strack drives that bus.
Mm-hmm. A lot of repeat offenders.
Do you know what some people suggest when we've done this topic in the past?
Melting Pot. I'm sorry, Susan. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the fondue place.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've heard that one. Do you know where we usually get, and you can call for this, 419-240-1055. We usually get a couple of Wawas.
From us too.
What? No, some people who have been to the East Coast, like the D.C., Maryland, Baltimore, Philadelphia area.
Because I thought it was just a Philadelphia thing. You're like, no, it's up the coast.
Yeah, it's probably below New York and down to Baltimore, okay, D.C., and then Jersey. So usually we get a couple of Wawa suggestions.
See, and I even chimed in, too. I want to, because I had this before in Fort Wayne, the Quaker Steak and Lube place.
Okay.
It's really good, and Sheetz. You've been to Sheetz before?
I have. Sheetz is in like central and western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think we have like one in Ohio, and it's like, I wouldn't even consider it Ohio. I'd say state line.
It's not a Wawa by any means.
No, but it's good.
Do you know what I usually like to throw out there? And we have Kroger marketplaces now, and they're better than your regular Kroger. I would like a Wegmans or a Publix.
I don't know what that is.
They're supermarkets.
Also, I've heard this name before, but I need QBs?
Like Quiznos?
I need to know it. I'm Googling it now because I don't know what it is, but I've heard people talk about it. QB's restaurant. Come on, internet. What's a burger place? All right. Yep, there's none near us. But yeah.
Anything else in there?
They want a lot of people want Fazoli's back.
Oh, yeah.
They want Fazoli's back. There's one up in Michigan. I don't think it's too far from us, like Adrian area. And also there's one in Sandusky.
I've never understood why people have wanted a Fazoli's back, because if there's one thing that I never think of as like fast food, or I would want as fast food, it's Italian. But that to me feels like I'd love to have it more than I'd actually go to it.
Mm-hmm. Like we had like four here at one time, and I went like once, and then when it was gone, I was like, oh, I want to go back.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What would you like to have here?
Skyline.
The chili place?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Do you get a three-way or a four-way?
Well, I mean, if you go certain places with us on the weekends, you'll get that.
I know.
Are they... no, you don't know. Are they are they only in Cincinnati or, like, anywhere else in Ohio?
The closest one is Lima.
Okay.
See, I thought there was one in BG.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Okay.
There used to be one in Monroe, but that closed a while ago.
Do we have... what's your favorite place around here for chili?
None. Not like Skyline chili. Like, I'll get a bowl of chili at Shorty's.
Right.
But...
It's not Skyline.
That's not... You can't do a three-way out of that.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Rebecca. 419-240-1055.
I've never had Skyline, but I've always heard about it.
Do you know the word hoagie?
Yes.
And can you tell the difference between like a hoagie and a sub?
Doesn't it have to do with the bread?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
That's about basis of my knowledge. It's
just slightly different. And mm-hmm. there's a different, and they, the old wives tale, I guess, is the water that goes into making the bread is mm-hmm. different, so it tastes different. But pro tip, Fresh Time. No. Fresh Market. Sorry.
Okay.
Fresh Market has the closest thing to like East Coast style hoagie rolls. So, heads up. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What do we need here, or what do we want back?
I used to live in Kansas, and they had a place called Freddy's.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I've even seen one around here.
Was it any kind of chain or just like a standalone spot?
Yeah, it was a chain. I can't think of what it would be here, but it was a burger place, but they specialized in ice cream.
Burger place that specializes in ice cream.
I just looked it up. I'm looking at their menu.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it.
Frozen custard and steak burger. Oh, it's like Steak and Shake, but like
open.
Yes, but not like how Steak and Shake, their specialties is shakes. Duh, Steak and Shake is in the name. I don't know why I had to think about that.
Got it.
Okay. This place looks good.
Do you remember, was there ever a Johnny Rocketeer?
There was a Johnny Rocketeer. There used to be one at Cedar Point and one at the mall.
Okay.
Like right when they got the new food court. It was like the first big sit-down restaurant. It didn't last long.
Like an old style 50s.
Yeah.
My favorite part about those places, No. It was called Nifty 50s back home.
Okay.
And they had the soda, and I don't know if Johnny Rockets had this, they had the soda syrup things where you could make like any kind of soda imaginable.
Uh-huh. Well, they have those in like kiosks now.
Do they?
Like kiosks, the little fountain. Like, say you go to like Wendy's and they're like, I want a Diet Coke. And they're like, oh, the machine's over there. So you can push what you want, like something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Does that make sense?
They have that machine at the Pita Pit downtown.
Pita Pit, that's where it is.
Yes.
I don't know, Wendy's,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Like you can get like Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero and mix in like the flavor of Mountain Dew with a little bit of Powerade.
I am notorious for getting a Coke Zero infused with peach. Okay? I am a stereotypical black man in that way. I'm like, oh, I want peach everything.
Yeah, I'll be watermelon or grape.
No. Grape though.
Speaking of ice cream places, I drove down Arlington yesterday. Did you know the Chunky Monkey closed?
What's a Chunky Monkey?
It's an ice cream place. It's right down in this neighborhood. If you go past the Speedway on Arlington, in that neighborhood.
Oh, we never went that far. We never took Arlington anywhere.
Good ice cream joint, but it's closed now. 8:49. You can keep these going on our Q105 Facebook page. We have to come play more of the Celine Dion Carpool Karaoke. This this legendary wrestler is improving, and Alabama is at it again. talking about like 1950s and whatnot. We'll do that all next. 908 with the morning reboot on Q105. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is Rich.
Rich.
Text at 95819. Our friend Jeff McG, our movie guru, our pop culture superhero, is here.
It I is. Thought about. Sorry.
What'd you got?
No, I thought about what I could have done for Rich, because normally I have like a spiel. I could be like, if I was a rich girl. No, I'm late, but it's okay. Go, Jeffy.
The Fiddler on the Roof version or the Even Gwen Stefani one?
Either or.
Either or, they're about the same.
They're basically the same song.
Jeff, before we dive into our theme of the week, which will be looking ahead to Aladdin, can you do your weekly PSA about the movie seating?
Yes. Anybody who's coming into the movie theaters in the area now, get ready for the fact that you are going to be reserving your seats, and that just means that you're going to choose your seat at the box office. You're going to see exactly where everybody's sitting. You're going to get to know where you're sitting in advance. We will talk you through it. Let us do our job, and we'll help you out with it. Okay, it's the nature of the business, and it'll work really well, especially for busy shows.
Sound like a paramedic.
No, it reminds me of
like a 911 call.
I wish you were there when I saw Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I know.
Then you flipped over the street. I go, what are you doing? Why are you throwing your register at me? Just like, no, you have to pick a seat. It's like, what?
I saw my ex walk in. Can you tell me where that whore is sitting?
I will put you in another auditorium then. All right.
Aladdin is coming out this week.
Yes, it is. And the early reviews, at least the early reactions have been quite positive, which is a lot of people almost seem disappointed by that. Yeah. Like they were really hoping they could hate the hell out of this movie, mm-hmm. but apparently it's not going to work out that way. So for the trailer game this week, I thought we would take a look at other movies where wishes come true. Not necessarily genies. In fact, I don't think there's a genie on this list. But movies where somebody makes a wish with their heart that through magic or other means ends up being something that happens. So,
all right.
You seem like really bemused by this.
I don't know why my heart was just like... I was like, are we not now? Do not have a heart attack now.
Is that what anxiety feels like?
A little bit. All right. But, so let's start with number one on the list, please.
For Josh Baskin, life was a little unfair.
Big.
Yeah, that would be big.
Oh, we just did that a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did, but it's a pretty obvious answer, is it not? I mean, ultimately, he makes a wish on a machine, and it ends up working for him. He turns out to be big. And
creepy machine.
Yes, a very creepy machine. Well, they did a very good job with that one.
You could put big on this game every week, and I'd be like, huh? I'm like,
we're going to have one of those movie nights where we're going to demonstrate and introduce you to big and some other ones.
I have had a game night request for you.
I would love that.
Can we get back to the old spot?
I'm going to try and see. Let me ask and I'll let you know. So,
Keep me updated.
Either way. So, all right. So, Eric, one. Floyd, nothing.
Back in.
Number two on the list, please.
My mom's a teacher.
And your dad?
He's a liar.
You mean he's
This is Liar, Liar.
That
Jim
is
Carrey.
Liar, Liar. Very well done. That is the Jim Carrey show where his son wishes what?
Who's all my dad always tell the truth.
For 24 hours. He actually specifies it be for only one day.
He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah. And
there's only one part of that movie that I found funny.
I thought that was a very good movie, actually. Which one? What
the
would
tape
you...
scene in the courtroom. The tape. I was like, so good.
I kind of thought it was funny when he gets dragged back in after beating himself up, and then they ask him, "Can you continue?" And he can't say no. So,
yeah.
So he has to keep going. All right, so 1-1 as we go, and we go to number three on the list, please.
The most powerful device ever created is now in the hands of one man.
Cool.
You wanted a universal remote? That remote controls your
Click.
That is Click. Very well done.
Is that Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Oh, and Katie Holmes in that too, right?
No. That
your girl, Kate Beckinsale.
Yes, that Kate, the other Kate. But Click had some good ideas, but kind of went off the rails, I thought, toward the end of it. And some of the jokes, like Bed Bath and Way Beyond, was a little bit too cheesy for my taste. But there were some good ideas in that. And that actually got nominated for an Oscar, believe it or not.
For what?
For the makeup. because he got eventually turned into an older version of himself. So he actually was nominated for an Oscar for that.
Long before Benjamin Button and superhero movies.
There you go.
Right.
All right, so Eric, two. Floyd, one. Let's go to number four on the list, please.
If there's one thing you can be sure of,
I wish you could really talk to me.
It's that nothing is more powerful than a young boy's
wish. Uh-oh, I can see.
You're my best friend, John. I love you.
But eventually, everyone grows up.
It's Patrick Stewart.
I'm taking Lauren's dinner. You don't think she's going to be expecting something big, do you?
It's been 4 years, Johnny. You and me have been together for 27 years.
This is Ted!
That's Ted!
I know that voice!
I could see it on your eye, in your eyes that you knew it and knew it and you didn't know it, and then finally it clicked.
Love that movie.
Oh, Ted is
two,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the sequel
I've
yet.
I've not seen the sequel
But the first one is awesome. The first one is actually surprisingly awesome. So, all right.
Much like the Walleye series, we're tied up here.
Oh. Yes, indeed. Let us see where we go as we go to number 5 on the list, please.
If you build it.
Field of Dreams.
Oh! Congratulations,
Flo. It's a baseball movie!
I put the easiest one at the end because I figured, all things considered, it would be a dramatic ending. And apparently it was.
Who's your invoice?
Like to win a gold medal after failing for so many years.
How did I beat?
You got beat by a gay guy.
Find me the wood chipper. I'm gonna throw myself in. What to watch, what to play, what to stream is coming up in a couple of songs. More with Jeffy McGee here on Q105. You still have time to text the keyword, too. 921 on the Morning Reboot Q105. Our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee, is still here. Remember, you get to pick your seat now at the movies. That seat is all yours. For the
Absolutely.
No one can displace you.
Absolutely.
No one.
Absolutely. So let's get into, if you're not coming out to the movie theater, however, and you want to watch some entertaining stuff at home, we will get to what you can watch on Netflix, some new stuff that came out this month. For families, Casper. Do you remember the Casper movie from 1995?
Oh, Devin Sawa and Christina.
Yes, it was.
I forgot about Devin Sawa.
Kathleen Turner, right? Kathleen Turner.
That was Kathy Moriarty. Kathleen Turner-ish. It was the first CGI attempt to do that character. And it was actually a surprisingly good movie for people who didn't keep up with it.
One of my original Hollywood crushes, isn't it, Bill Pullman?
Yes, he was.
My long unanswered question, because I was never really a fan. Was he friendly?
I believe he was friendly, believe
yes.
it or not. So it was not false advertising that he was friendly. So. All right. Also, for people who are looking for an old school Hollywood sports movie that's really good, I want to point out Hoosiers just started up on there, which is an excellent basketball movie from the
mid-80s. I know what it's about.
I haven't seen it.
It's about the Alabama team?
Indiana.
Indiana. I hate to break it to you. A Hoosier is from Indiana. So
if you build it.
keep focusing on the important stuff
exactly.
for you. Also, Scream, the original Scream, is on Netflix now, which is one of the great and most important horror movies because it's kind of set off the entire genre again in the 1990s after the 80s was nothing but slasher flicks. The 90s kind of rebooted that and brought it to a sense of self-awareness, which is really good. And
with 20-year anniversary or so of it?
23. It came out in 1996. I hate to break it to you.
God, you're old.
But it's been that long. Also, Moonlight, which won the Best Picture Oscar a couple years ago, and that was the one where there was the mix-up about whether or not they announced the wrong the movie.
Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be very good. So, and let's go to Hulu, because we haven't been on Hulu for a while now. If you want to re-experience one of the great hidden camera comedies of all time, Borat is on Hulu. One of the most utterly ridiculous but awesome movies ever. Major League, for those of us who are Indians fans who still have yet to experience a World Series victory, this is as close as we're going to get.
I love probably the Indians.
Same here. Basis
of my sports knowledge.
So, same here, but I love Major League just as I would love it as a movie regardless because it's a really good movie.
Jeff, let me interject there. One of the great character switches of all time that's completely overlooked, we always go back to Fresh Prince and Aunt Viv.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Okay. Changed into the
was
sequel.
Recasted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you go to Major League 2, unfortunately, by that point, he was enough of a big star that they recast the role, and I can't remember the name.
It was
of
Omar Epps.
Yes, it was Omar Epps. You're right.
Wesley Snipes to Omar Epps.
Yeah. Snipes was way too expensive by the time they did the sequel, and Omar Epps stepped in, and he actually kind of just did a straight up imitation of what Snipes did,
and
it worked pretty well. And I want to point this out because we talked about it last week, and it's another genius movie. The long heralded Kazam is on Hulu, which is the movie with Shaquille O'Neal playing a genie, and that's the movie that's the basis of the long misheld belief that there's a movie out there with Sinbad playing a genie. That's not what you're remembering. You're remembering Kazam. That's a totally different movie.
Remember that movie because the end scene is the kid freezing and looking, and like it ends, and he has the worst crooked tooth ever. And I remember being a kid, like, Mom, what's wrong with this tooth? And she's like, Floyd, stop it. I love that movie, and I also played Shaq Fu.
Oh my God!
Are you a true Fu schnick?
What?
Did you know that they made a sequel to Shaq Fu?
Yeah, Shaq Fu too.
It is a modern game, and it is horrible, just like the original was. It's wonderful. All right, some family picks for anybody looking for new stuff. I want to point out one of my favorite Disney movies ever, The Emperor's New Groove, is on Netflix, and I love that movie. And then if you're on Amazon, I don't love this movie, but it's a family pick, and it just started on there. Sherlock Gnomes is on Amazon. Yeah. Do you remember from last year?
It's good.
It actually is good.
Yeah, well, I work with kids, and we watch it, so.
Okay.
It's literally the first one, same Elton John songs, but like three more new characters.
Okay.
Same premise. They're looking for a missing gnome.
All right. If you're looking for something new on video on demand, I'd like to point out Isn't It Romantic, which is the Rebel Wilson romantic comedy from earlier this year about a woman who gets stuck in a romantic comedy. And so ultimately.
I wanted to see that movie.
The review, it wasn't around too long, but haven't been too bad. Unfortunately, Rebel Wilson hasn't had the most stellar of years here. The hustle isn't exactly doing big numbers either.
She's fun.
No, she is.
I like her.
She
a lot.
Is. It's just that, you know, it's not necessarily any reflection on her talent if the movies aren't doing great.
Right. Yeah.
I want to point out also this week on television, we just had a bunch of series finales, so we can move past that. But if you're looking for a season premiere, Elementary comes back now, oddly enough, on CBS this coming Thursday.
It's final season.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was still on until I found out that the premiere was... I really liked it, but I got away from it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's being debuted as a mid-season replacement here, but there you go, and that's going to be airing over the summer. And for those of you looking for something to play, I'd like to point out Crash Team Racing, or pardon me, Team Sonic Racing, I should say, which is the new game from the Sega mascot in a Mario Kart ripoff, but it's apparently a fun Mario Kart ripoff, so you look at it like that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, guys, as always.
Floyd, I forgot to tell you, and it happened over the weekend, they've put the Cruella movie on the calendar for next year, I think, with Emma Thompson as Cruella DeVille.
Sorry. I love her.
It got dumped over the weekend for some reason, and all I ask is I have one wish for you for that movie. Please give Glenn Close a cameo.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, have her be Cruella's mom. I'd be like, I get it. Or if Cruella's just like walking down the streets, like, and like, Glenn Close just like gives her a look like, Oh, that would be everything. I just had a vision
in my
head.
Have fun, darling, and walks away.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
It's on the Disney Live calendar. 9:27 now with the morning reboot. I thought you were waving me down.
No, I was dancing. My stitches dance.
Bringing in the flight.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
I don't have anything great, but I can just tell you another reason why I enjoy Twitter, because I see stories like these, and I don't know if this will be a national story, but I've seen it at a couple of places. For the first time ever, one group of researchers tracked a great white shark in the Long Island Sound. You know where the island of... Like, that's really close to New York City.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? You said Long Island Sound.
Yeah, the Long Island Sound. That's what that area of water is called.
Oh, I thought you were talking like they tracked a great white shark. Like, hey, there's a great white shark over there. That's what I thought you meant. I'm so sorry.
Was that music news? Like, Long Island Sound is the band name and Great White Shark is the song?
Like, at the Motown Sound, I'm like, oh, did they sing sweet doo-wop music to the shark? I don't know what happened. Okay.
Like, that's really close to New York City.
And don't you normally see great whites in, like, the Gulf?
Australia!
Like, yeah, or, like, South? Okay.
They have swum up higher in the Atlantic because I'm pretty sure the oceans are warming because we're crushing the planet, and that's why they're migrating. See these stories more frequently, but I'm not certain about any of it.
Well, it's kind of like I think it was a few years ago when they found a random dolphin just swimming in a river, and they're just like, huh? You're not supposed to be here, Flipper?
Planet's broken, bro.
It's so broken.
You got one?
I do. Mine is from @littlestwayne. That's the one that made me giggle earlier. Her name's Megan. Maybe because I self-identify, it says, never doing karaoke with a gay guy ever again. We did a song from A Star Is Born. I had to be Bradley Cooper. It's true. Every time I do a duet, I'm like, I get the girl part.
Don't do
Every time. My friend Courtney knows. We do A Whole New World all the time. I'm like, I'm Princess Jasmine. It's just kind of like, really? I'm like,
mm-hmm. No one should, people should, like a nice, straight edge, straight person such as me should never be in any kind of performance with a gay individual. You've got, your DNA is more artistically gifted.
Yeah. And also, if you do karaoke with a gay guy and you guys turn a Destiny's Child song, just assume that we are automatically Beyonce. Like, don't even attempt to sing the lead to Survivor. Just know that if you start singing, we're gonna shoot you the dirtiest look. Like, I don't even want to sing the song with
you.
You're
not even Michelle. You're the two girls in Bills, Bills, yeah. Bills.
You're Latavia, Latavia.
Let's try to figure this out. I think I played it. So that's
the fifth time.
Sixth.
Is that
I'm keeping track. One more time, six times. Floyd got four of these. Love Me Like You Do. Don't Know It. Happier. Tailor Me. One Kiss. Once more.
You're going to tell me and I'm going to raise, I'm going to have a behavior. Lay it on me. I'm starting. Oh, I'll be so mad. Just give me the artist. And then I'll be like, if you're on that plane. No.
Britney Spears, Till the World Ends.
There it was. Oh, I'm so mad at myself. Son of a cuss word. Man.
One of my top three Britney songs of all time.
Poop in Johnny Depp's bed. I'm so mad at myself right now.
Watch out, Amber Heard or friend Mike. One more time. This is on our Q105 Facebook page. Carpool Karaoke's on the way.
Bright lights, say you're gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. So, Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, hang on a minute. I don't... Oh, where am I now? Oh, I know who to call. I know who knows their way around these parts.
I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back.
Yes, everybody say
it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. Wherever you are.
Carpool Karaoke ever done singing outside of the car?
No.
Then that's the first time.
I can't wait to watch that. She makes my cold heart warm. That was deep. I love her. Mm.
She is enduring or experiencing quite a career renaissance into like the mainstream. Mm-hmm. For a long time, if you like Celine Dion music, you were lame.
For the long time, if you like, well, how dare you? Hold on, I just realized what you just said. You know what? So I used to stay up when I was a young child. I used to stay up late just to watch the Time Life CD collection commercial because she let it off. And I knew at that point at 11:01 on Fox 36, that I knew I had to take my big butt to bed.
That's that boy.
That's that boy. Don't point at Shirley.
Seriously, like in the late 90s and early 2000s, like there were boy band songs and Ricky Martin, some Snoop Dogg, and then do we have to play the Celine Dion song? That's the way it is. Ugh.
And that's the way.
Do you remember the R. Kelly track?
Angel.
I'm your angel. Ugh. Top 40 sucked that year.
Was that a hit?
It was the blackest song on the radio back then.
Oh, no. I remember the album cover was just a black and red cover, and it just said Celine Dion, R. Kelly. In the middle, it was just like, Angel. And I was just like, I'm going to skip this song.
Text the keyword Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Just text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for today's show. That'll be up within 10 minutes. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q105.